My last classes of my last day of high school would be careers, pre-calculus, physics, government, and study hall.
That's senior Chad Cummings on Tuesday. His classmates had mixed feelings about the countdown to graduation.
My name is Tessa Hasbrook, and the closer I get to graduation, the more excited I am.
Yeah, I'm really excited, but at the same time, kind of scared because I'm leaving my family for, like, to live on my own, and it's just kind of a little scary.
My name's Kristen, and I'm really excited about graduating, but it's also kind of, intimidating. It's a new thing, but I'm excited.
My name's Sarah Johnson, and definitely very excited about graduating, but kind of scared at the same time for the big world. I don't know. It's going to be sad leaving all our classmates and, I don't know, our little town.
Career counselor Joyce Burke Biggs says more than half of the graduates will be going to a college or taking some other post-secondary education like vocational school. One student will be entering an ROTC program. In all, there are 38 students in the class of 2010.
I'm going to be attending the University of Alaska Anchorage.
I'm going to Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma for biology.
I'm going to California Maritime Academy in Vallejo by San Francisco, so pretty excited.
I am going to go to the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point and study wildlife ecology.
My name is Grace Beaver, and I'm going to go to University of Alaska Fairbanks.
For what?
Japanese studies.
My name is Byron Jackson, and I'm graduating this year. Over the summer, I'm going to be going down south to Montana to work with the Forest Service, and then next year for school, I'll be going to UAA for aviation.
I am going to attend the University of Fairbanks, Alaska, and study international business and marketing.
I'm going to Seattle to Gene Wise Academy for beauty school.
I'm going to Bellingham, Washington to Whatcom Community College, and I'm going for nursing, and Ania's going to be an hour away so she can do my hair in beauty school.
As their final day started, seniors had a few words of advice for the younger students they were leaving behind.
Join swim team.
Yeah. Swim team is really fun, and there's 8 graduating seniors, so you should join swim team.
Just, like, good luck to the juniors, and just for them to, like, I don't know, just take your time. Don't rush through it, because it goes by a lot faster than you think, and you're probably going to miss it.
What I'd like to say is to stick with it, I guess, because I've been going to school since the 5th grade, and it's unfortunate to see kids in my grade that have dropped out and aren't continuing with school, but, you know, stick with it, because this is one of the better places to go to school compared to other places around the state and down south, so, you know, just do it, you know. Do sports, do extracurricular activities, and just get out and have fun.
Meanwhile, the high school band and music teacher Matt Lenhard have been practicing Pomp and Circumstance. In Petersburg, I'm Miladi Kaye.